Francois Labatt was half Dakota, half French, and he was a fur trader. And he was killed on the first day of the Dakota War, August 18th. Peter Quinn was full-blooded Irishman from Dublin, Ireland. He was a post interpreter at Fort Ridgely, and he was killed at Redwood Ferry on the first day of the Dakota War. His son George Quinn was among the Indians who attacked Captain Marsh's men at Redwood Ferry. And George Quinn also was among the Indians who attacked Fort Ridgely. Francois Labatt's wife, Mary Labatt, or was full-blooded Dakota. Her Dakota name was Hopestina, or Hopsti. In her narrative, said she fled among the Indians from the Lower Sioux Agency with her children. My great-grandfather, Philip Labatt, was one of her children, and he would later live in Faribault and then move to the Siston Reservation. I believe that Mary's mother and father were there, that they show on the Faribault census after Mary was moved to Faribault. And I believe that my great-grandfather's future wife, Susan Quinn, was also there at the Lower Agency. And she was, I believe she was one quarter French, one quarter Irish, and half Dakota. I think that's all I can remember right now. I also forgot to mention that I had three uncles inside Fort Ridgely who were among the defenders. Two of them were half Dakota, and one was half French, the other was, I think, half Irish, and the other part Dakota. And I had family members who joined the Indians against the whites and family members who were Christian farmers who opposed the war. They had converted to Christianity and they were farming under the government's program. And I'm going to say it now, history has to treat all of these people accurately and respectfully. I do not see that Minnesota Historical Society's products are doing this.